Hey, podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Perth legend Joel Creasy wants to make a sex tape.
Huh? We find out the cool things going on in Perth schools.
Oh, we opened up the mixed mailbag.
And some massive news for John Farnham fans.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Look, he made a bigger splash on the Eurovision coverage than Kate Miller-Heidke, and she came ninth. Ladies and gentlemen, back in town playing the Aster tonight. Joel Creasy.
Good morning. Hi. It's
welcome
good to be
home.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Now, Joel, it's easy as we get older to kind of like settle down and have less fun, but we're pretty proud to say that that's not the case with you because we text our friend Janelle Koenig said, hey, Janelle, what can you tell us about Joel?
Yeah.
And she replied, can't tell you anything that's appropriate for radio.
True.
So
yeah,
I want to know now, like, if you were going to be involved in a scandal or exposed in some kind of scandal, what kind of scandal would it be?
Oh, I would love an adult take to be filmed. I'm furious that my mother hasn't approached my life like Kris Jenner has approached the Kardashians' life and, you know, really sort of gotten, you know, like some sort of sex tape out there for me or something. You know, that would have been great for my career.
Just really milk it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well,
that could be the title of the tape, actually.
Your partner Jack is here and Captain Paul's got his drone, so we could set something up.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe on the rooftop or down on Rockaby Road.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So
or we
could
ticket it and pop it in the Regal Theatre.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, your other shows are selling out, so
yeah.
I don't see why this one wouldn't.
I'll do anything for an audience.
All the big venues, the Astor, the Regal.
I know, yeah. I'm just name-dropping all the theatres I like to play.
And, of course, speaking of your partner, Jack, you make it clear that he is, 50% of your material these days.
Oh, my gosh. He makes me laugh so much. Yeah, he's a big part of my show.
Well, on Wikipedia, in your personal life section, all it says is 2017 started dating Jack. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened before that.
No, nothing happened. No. Well, life didn't start before that. Well, Jack is, as you can see, if you look out through the window
here. Total dreamboat.
He's a professional model.
Oh.
And if that sounds smug, it was absolutely meant to.
You've just been air slapped, Joel.
Well, I stalked him for 4 years on Instagram.
Did you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well
wore
done.
Him down, sliding into his DMs. And then one day I saw he had tickets to the Adele concert in Melbourne. And I was like, I guess I like Adele too. So I got tickets and went along.
Great.
And like hunted him down at the Adele concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get the seat next to him? Because that's not creepy at all.
No, I saw him across the room. And it was like 100,000 people at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. But somehow I found him. Adele was there too, surprisingly.
Does it break your heart a little bit that you know it takes 4 years to break a person down? You're like, it took 4 years to get him to date me.
Check your other inbox on Instagram.
please tell me at the start of the Adele show you went up to him and said, hello.
Should have
been there.
Oh, I'll do it after.
I so wish our tech guy was here because we could go in and change your Wikipedia page while you're here live on the air.
Please?
How good would that be? What could we put in there?
Well, it does say that I have a, on my Wikipedia page, it does say that I have a political science and foreign affairs degree from Curtin University.
Oh.
Is that true?
Well, no, I did go and study political science and foreign affairs for 3 months.
Right.
But dropped out when I found out I wasn't going to become Julie Bishop immediately. And also one day a lecturer told me I have messy handwriting and that was it. I was like, I'm out of here. I don't need to put up with this level
of
abuse.
Me.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, actually, I saw you photographed in a house. You've bought a house.
I have.
I saw you photographed in it. It looked like the apartment from Big, the movie.
Oh,
what's the favourite feature when you take your friends on a tour?
I am currently installing a pink staircase.
Oh, yeah.
It's like cool. It's like pale pink. It's very on trend. It's not like hot pink Barbie, but, you know, it's going to be a cool pale. I can see I'm really not selling it to any
pink.
No,
no.
You're getting this done through Dale Alcock home renovations.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got the Barbie pink camper as well.
I would love that.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
You're giving me ideas here.
Sorry.
Careful.
There's going to be show posters of you on that staircase.
Of course.
Without question.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, can you stick around for just a little while seeing you home?
I would love to.
The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
You've got mail.
Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
You've got some mail.
So this is the mixed mailbag.
Okay, yeah.
Where people write in asking for a little bit of advice.
Yes.
And we saw this one and we thought, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Joel Creasy.
The man for the job, do you
absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. In sort of a, you know, queer eye for the straight guy, but we'll call it sort of ironing out the creases.
Yeah, I was going to channel more Meg Ryan in You've Got Mail.
Okay.
Oh, that movie.
So this is this is from Darren in Ashfield.
Okay.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning,
he
Darren.
He says, "G'day, Big Breakfast. I hope you can give me some advice. I'm 46. Mm. I'm just getting over the end of my marriage about a year ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm ready to get back out there, but I'm nervous about dating. I was married for 22 years. I've let myself go a bit overweight. I've got no new nice clothes, and I wouldn't know what to do in the dating game. Any advice?"
Wow, Darren from Ashfield, 46, just out of a marriage.
Now,
right.
You've obviously, and you were hosting Take Me Out, so you know what it's like for people who are looking for love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for, you know, 5 minutes at a time.
this is someone starting again, John.
Pardon?
Someone starting again, right?
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I think Darren, now, where's Ashfield?
Bayswater.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think what he needs to do is he needs to find himself a good gay. Not to hook up with, but just sort of for some life advice. A la your Queer Eye for the Striker. Okay. He'll take you shopping.
Yes.
He'll sign you up to your local F45.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
He'll take you to the bars. Yeah. You know, and also, you know, gay bars, that is a good place to meet women, Darren.
It is, yes.
Or drag queens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
they've got the contacts.
They've got the contacts for sure. So I reckon, you know, find yourself a good gay, hook up with a gay guy, like, you know, as a friend.
Yes.
And you know, have them show you the ropes.
And okay. Of course, I know lots of women that like a cuddly bloke. They're not that bothered about, you know, the six pack necessarily.
No,
so have confidence within yourself.
Yeah.
Eh? Oh, we can sign up with F25 instead of 45. That'll be as fit.
That is such
sure.
a better idea.
Yeah.
25 minutes of fitness.
Oh, Darren, you know, I wish you the best of luck, Darren.
Because the dating game has changed a lot in 22 years.
I mean, you know, he could take my advice and get on Instagram, you know.
Uh-huh.
And just do the stalk.
Yeah, or, Darren, actually, here's an idea. Create yourself an alternate reality, you know. Get on Instagram and make up just a completely false person and just live your life on social media like people my age do.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
And you'll feel young again. I think that's wonderful.
100%, yeah.
Oh, we've nailed it.
There
Darren,
you go.
Go. Yeah, done.
Yeah. Don't even ask advice from us. Like, Joel's got this. He's covered it. It's good.
Well, that's why we got the expert in.
Hey, yep. Joel, you want to do a regular segment on our show?
Yeah, I would love to.
I can't pay you, but...
I mean, I twitch there.
And credit where credit's due. The start of the segment, it went missing. Matt Dikinski, iron out the creases. Thank you very much.
Oh,
well done, bud.
I must say, that is what my mum suggests I call my tour every single year.
Oh, really? And Mrs. Creasy on the same bus.
Yeah, you and Jenny.
You're in the same situation there. Hey, Joel, good to see you, mate.
Thank you so much.
I know there's just a couple of tickets left for this gig tonight at the Astor.
Yeah, tonight and Friday and Saturday sold out, so come along. Yeah,
well,
be fun.
Done, buddy.
Oh, Chrissy, good to have him back home. LiveNation.com.au with the Big Breakfast.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, that you know, educators and carers are always trying to find new angles to not only keep the consistency, but also to improve things for children, in particular with special needs and disabilities.
Yeah.
Part of that is giving them things to do that make them feel important and give them that sort of confidence to move forward.
Yeah, opportunities.
Yeah, that's right. And this initiative from Woolworths, who've got two simulated supermarkets, like little mini supermarkets, opening up in two Sydney schools to be staffed by children with special needs and disabilities. How cool is that? The
fantastic.
Responsibility.
Fantastic. It's like a pathway to work.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound really great. They've actually, because they've got the full working registers so you can go and pay, they've got proper produce on the shelves. So it is a mini supermarket inside the school, and you go there and then the students can work there and, you know, get all of the work experience they need to then go on and have jobs later.
Well, and as we've talked about many times, you know, when we were at school, kids with various challenges were sort of put aside, you know, but these days educators have become so much better at incorporating, you know, kids into the school system so no one's left behind. My mate Boogie's little boy, you know, when he was riding around in his wheelchair, all of the kids are like, hey, driving with him. And, you know, it's become much more inclusive, which is wonderful.
Yeah, as opposed to a kid in the corner with their carer.
That's right.
And always seen him a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, as the outsider or the freak or whatever the horrible language might have been in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, and if we don't teach these kids now too, when they go to get jobs, employers just don't have the time or the resources to actually teach people how to do the roles and things like that. And so this way they're going in going, I've already got experience.
Yeah.
It's super.
Yeah, and you could, you know, there may be people who may be cynical about this saying, oh, this is a marketing ploy, but Woolies actually putting their money where their mouth is, which is really cool because this is really helping the community because all of those things we spoke about, and it's an, you know, it's an educational experience for the kids as well.
And that's why we want to hear this morning what's the coolest thing about your school because we know schools across the country are doing their little bit to make their education experience better and more fun and more interesting.
Oh, they get to do really cool stuff at school. We never got that.
No.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Talking today, of course, with you know, Woolies setting up these little mini sort of supermarkets in schools for, you know, people with disabilities and special needs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. They got two schools open in Sydney so that they're proper registered running supermarkets for the kids and the special needs kids get an opportunity to work there.
Yeah, cool. And we want to know what's cool about your school. And we're in Greenwood, Leanne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's cool about your school?
We have a very, very cool school. We have chooks, we have budgies, and we have fish. And so we've got little five-year-olds in the morning who they go on a roster and they get to feed the chooks, they get to collect the eggs, they get to feed the budgies, feed the fish, and we cook at school every week.
Yeah.
And we use the eggs that the kids collect.
That is awesome.
What school is this, Leanne?
Greenwood Primary School.
Oh, you're Coolabah Drive, right?
Pardon?
You're on Coolabah Drive?
No, not anymore. No, no, we were. We were, but that's the old school.
In Roleco.
That sounds like a really interactive experience for the kids.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And the kids get to feed the budgies and, feed the fish. And, it's very cool. And especially cooking every week.
So, yeah.
And the kids get to try what they make and they get to take a little sample pack home with them.
And, Leanne, do you think it's helped expose the kids to maybe veggies that they wouldn't have otherwise eaten? Yeah, right.
We have a really good, we have a worm farm.
Oh, wow.
We have veggies and, it's great. And we use the veggies too in our from the garden with our cooking. So, the kids get, and we make things like rosemary biscuits, biscuits with rosemary in them, and it's great.
So the cooking the cooking includes the veggies and the eggs, not the fish and the chooks, of course, because they're like pets.
No, sometimes the budgies I'd like to do that with, but they're quite noisy sometimes. But it's great. Yeah, no, and the kids love it. You know, every day, you know, they get to go on their little roster. The lady I work with puts them on Amanda. She puts them on a little roster and
That's cool.
Good on you. Good on you. Leanne, right there.
The goldfish sandwich, anybody?
Let's go to Craigie. G'day, Alan. What's the coolest thing about your school?
We've got a couple of cool things about our school. The first thing is Mrs. Clare's.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
But the main reason I'm calling is because we have what we call a rainbow room. One of my good friends, actually, started the pilot campaign at our school. For Paint Me a Rainbow Day, and what it entails is it raises funds throughout the school to create a space in the school for children with autism to go and just de-stress, and it's a really calming space where they can have, you know, lots of sensory things that just helps them regulate and feel good when they're having a moment that they're not coping as well.
Well, it's super important, Ellen. We know they've put that in at the at the new Children's Hospital, Perth Children's Hospital. We walked through there and did the tour, and they've made a whole section for that to make the kids feel at ease. So it's really important.
Oh,
absolutely. And it's so good for the kids to be able to go there and have a nice safe space where they can, just calm and... Yeah,
not too noisy and all the rest of it. That's Whitford Primary. Never call it Whitford's. I made that mistake once. I did a visit of the school.
Catholic Primary.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Ellen.
No worries. Oh. Thank you, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
We do it with our friends from Clean Heat, the WA Gas Company. Helping life flow.
It's the only type of gas I'll allow in my house.
James. Clean Heat there at home in WA, providing award-winning service, and it's so quick and easy to switch online.
You can go to cleanheat.com.au.
Yeah, or call 13 21 80 to switch today.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie. The
juice. Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Tony Stark is going to save the world, or maybe it's just Robert Downey Jr.
Uh-huh.
Robert Downey Jr. was the opening keynote speaker for Amazon's Mars conference this week, and he used the opportunity to launch a new organisation that is committed to using advanced technologies for the good of the environment.
Okay.
You're going to get robots to walk around and pick up rubbish?
Well, you know what? I don't know. It could be along those lines. They didn't really reveal any details about how it was going to clean up the planet. But his very Tony Stark-esque performance and delivery won the crowd over. And he's just said that between robotics and nanotechnology, we already have the technology now where we could clean up the planet significantly, if not totally, in 10 years.
Right. Perhaps by wiping out humanity.
I mean, it's a great start. Yeah. It's a great start, and I'll put that forward.
Yeah, humanity, yeah.
It's a wonderful suggestion.
10 years.
Keep the pets, get rid of the humans. Yeah. But he does follow all of this stuff. This is his sort of passion. And Downey and his wife Susan have also been producing a doco series for YouTube all about artificial intelligence. They've been following it for some time. So they think it can be good for, used for good and not evil.
Yes.
But it's in the hands of the wrong people,
well,
I'm sure.
God knows I've got a lot of artificial intelligence.
I'll give you an AI cap.
Yeah. Now, we heard the news late yesterday morning that renowned entertainer Max Kay has passed away.
Yeah. Oh, how sad. Here is the legend.
So you're blind? He said, yep. I said, you won't realise that I'm one of the handsomest men in the world. He said, no, you're not. He said, I wasn't always blind. He said, I remember you. You were an ugly little bastard.
Oh, Maxie, old school, but I was really sad to hear this. I spent a lot of time working with his son, who's a great talent too. He's in the art game now, Gary Kay.
Yeah.
But I really feel for the family. You know, he's been through a lot, Max, the last few years.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Max Kay was adored in this city. I mean, he opened the Civic Theatre in Inglewood in 1976, writing, producing, performing all his own shows.
Yep.
For years, he did a lot for charity, and he went on to be a Perth City Councillor as well. And the personal reflections that people shared yesterday were all about what a lovely man Max was, and that he just lit up a room and very generous with his experience and his knowledge in the arts community and helping people through that, and a larger-than-life character, as confirmed by Jenny Seaton on our Rush Hour show yesterday.
He was so full of enthusiasm for entertaining and just making us have a bit of a giggle through life. That was all he was concerned about. And I know everyone says this about people that have passed away, and I really think we should be telling them while they're alive. But, you know, we laughed at ourselves, we laughed at each other.
Jenny would have spent a bit of time with Max over the years, you know, on the various sort of appeals and things like that, even on the old appeal-a-thon days, right?
Yeah.
And telethon, of course, they would have both been on there together, but also Curtain Radio when he did a regular segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal in Perth. Everybody knows that name. So, you know, may he rest in peace and thoughts to his family and friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And guys, in other news, John Farnham is returning to Perth.
He's better. He's well.
Yeah, he's back, and he'll be performing at Live in the Vines on Sunday the 8th of December. There's a stellar lineup too. You've got John Stevens, who, man, he's still got the pipes.
Yep. Yes,
he does. Vanessa Amorosi and more. It's going to be hosted at Sandalford Estate in the gorgeous Swan Valley there.
Beautiful.
And tickets are on sale Friday the 14th of June at 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster. You can head to mix.com.au for more details.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Is it a distant solo twist from the captain?
It was, yes. Okay, I'm going to play a sound which may be going into obscurity.
Oh.
Ooh. Hey, honey, there's someone at the door. Can you get that?
Dad, there's someone at the door.
Might be Uber Eats.
I'll get it.
Oh, yuck.
Right. Well, apparently we won't be hearing that sound much anymore because, you know, these days we are much more inclined to text someone and say, yo, out front.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, oh, I'm here. I'm going to be there in 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah, true.
And so the doorbell industry, it's going to be gone.
They're struggling.
You know what? They bought this on themselves. Doorbells are rubbish. They bought it on themselves. Every doorbell I've ever had, it like goes off in the middle of the night with a completely different tune. Yeah. There's nobody there. It can't reconnect. You have to change the battery every 5 minutes. I think there was a dying industry well before the text message came in.
Make Halloween night better though.
Absolutely.
No doorbell.
My brother had the North Melbourne theme song would play, and as it, you know, got more and more old and whatnot, it just sounded horrible.
Sounded sick.
But apparently millennials are nervous. They get anxious.
Oh, really?
If they hear the doorbell, it's a bit like a landline.
Yeah, I don't like
you
the sound of it.
You just assume that if anyone's ringing you or ringing your doorbell, it can't be anyone you know.
Yeah.
It can't be a good thing.
Maybe it's that perceived pressure because it might be unsolicited business. Someone wants to collect.
Well, it always is. Like anyone ringing the doorbell is never usually a friendly call or someone that you've welcomed because normally you know that person's coming.
Oh, just testing to see if Kimber's looking anxious.
It just sounds terrible.
Makes me think of Greensleeves, that
They say that they literally get anxious. It's almost like they feel it's the Australian Federal Police
who are
looking for the whistleblowers that told the truth and need
Good
to be
morning.
Thrown in jail in our increasingly undemocratic country.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just something like, just off the top of my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Here I am just keeping the button outside even though it's not connected to anything inside.
Yeah.
I love that.
Big brother is hitting your doorbell, Maddie.
Is that right? I need to hear Colette.
Hey!
Woo!
Yeah. Everything's fine.
It's Blue Light Thursday.
Don't worry.
Hey, Sally.
It's all good.
Just don't put journalist on your passport.
No.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, boys, I've got some bad news for you.
What's that?
Our grand plans to age disgracefully are being thwarted by medical experts.
No.
Yep, they're stepping in and telling us we need to take better care of ourselves. Mm. There was, of course, the Science on the Swan conference yesterday, which was happening here in Perth. And it was, all about getting healthy across your entire life, the span of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
And Michael Mosley spoke at it. He's obviously
the 5 and 2 guy.
Yeah, he's known as the 5 and 2 guy, all about the good gut doctor.
Yep.
And he said that learning a new language, wearing tight clothing, and taking up dancing are the keys to age-proofing your brain.
Okay, well, I do none of those.
Well, I mean, lots of studies have suggested over time that learning a language is very good for you.
Yes.
Benefits of improved decision-making, memory, and critical thinking. If you're able to be bilingual.
And it also makes you look better when you go into a cafe. Hey, por favor.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, true.
A 2013 study found that bilingual patients suffer dementia at an average of 4.5 years later than those who only speak one language.
That's pretty dramatic.
Isn't it? Five years is a long time.
Is that something to do with that thing where you're keeping that brain active? So it's really doing that extra bit of thought? Like, keep doing the crosswords?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And you got to do the exercise. The first 20 minutes apparently is the critical time. If you do 20 minutes of moderate exercise a day, you can add a couple of years to your life. And whatever happens after that 20 minutes is not as effective.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's the first 20 that really matter.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any information on why Michael Mosley says that wearing tight clothing is of benefit.
Oh, I've got a theory.
Do
I think
you?
We all have a theory on that one.
Well, my only theory is that the tighter I wear my clothes, the more I realise that I've got an expanding waistline more...
You think so?
Well, I'm more self-conscious about it. The thing is, if you ever get into your fat jeans...
Yeah.
And then you think, I'll just wear these until I'm not fat again.
So you might act on it.
Those fat jeans end up becoming your everyday jeans.
Yes, the moo-moo, the Demis Roussos moo-moo.
See, it's a steady decline.
I'm thinking if you're wearing Spanx all the time, you're looking hotter, so then people will be coming at you and you're making you feel younger because you're more attractive.
Yes.
Yeah, you're pulling everything in.
Yeah.
I'm with Kimber.
You reckon?
Yeah, when you tighten that belt notch that used to be comfortable and it's not comfortable anymore, you go, there's something here.
More determined. Here's the words of Dr. Michael Mosley, the 5 and 2 guy.
For a decade, Joe's been eating 1,900 calories a day. I've averaged around 2,300. Quite a few of them donuts and burgers.
Now, there's a doctor who changed his ways and lost 9 kg and 11 centimetres off his own waistline in 11 weeks.
Oh, doctors, hey. How many wines did you drink? Oh, one. How many donuts do you eat? Just one.
But, the good news is that,
speak for yourself.
When you look at those shows like, The Biggest Loser and they're making them do these terrible exercises, all he's saying is 3 brisk 10-minute walks a day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you don't have to drag the truck tire up the hill.
You don't. It's just being a little more active.
Why do I keep seeing those people with backpacks on them then? Everyone's getting around with these backpacks doing extra training as if carrying the extra weight.
Oh, no,
that's
got the donuts in it.
Oh, okay.
We can only hope, team.
What language are you going to learn, Maddie?
Chinese.
Oh, tough one.
Important in the coming years.
beautiful works in your...
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Oh, fantastic. Manchester United have produced the impossible.
Manchester United heading to Perth this July. Matt, you're pumped.
I am certainly pumped, and we have lined up a once-in-a-lifetime experience for some Perth kids walking onto the field at Optus Stadium with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Matt did everything in his power to get to hold the hand of somebody out there, but
I
we're
be
giving it to the kids.
With Paul Pogba. Oh,
if only.
Sorry, man.
I'd love it.
Well, we had to hear the kiddie commentary.
Yes.
People sent in their entries to mix.com.au of their kids doing the commentary, and that's what's giving them the opportunity.
Yeah, so Ruby is our next contestant, but Wendy is the mum. G'day, Wendy. Welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're fantastic, Wendy. Now, tell us your family and, in particular, Ruby, big football / soccer fans.
Absolutely, yep. She is the biggest fan ever.
Oh, who does she go for, Wendy?
She's Man United all the way.
Oh, you're a good girl, Ruby. Well done.
Should we have a
well
listen to
played.
What Ruby put together here?
Yeah, let's hear the commentary.
Let's do some Big Breakfast. Kitty commentary.
Lundgren has it covered. Heads it to Chong. What can Chong do? Sends it wide to Sanchez. Sanchez flies through the gaps. What a glory thinking. Look, look, there he is, the late sub. It's Dutinski on his own. The whole stadium can see what's going to happen. Dutinski. He takes a shot from 45 out. What a howler. No chance for any. It's a goal. The Manchester fans go wild. The goal of 2019 right there.
Hey,
whoa,
Ruby. And what a beautiful bit of brown nosing. Throwing back to getting the amazing strike. Ruby, congratulations. That was sensational.
Okay. Thank you.
Ruby, even if you didn't get Matt to get the goal then, that commentary was great. Good job.
Thank you.
And the amazing thing, Ruby, is apart from me scoring the winning goal, which was always going to happen, is that you got Sanchez to play well, which hasn't happened all season.
Ruby can make miracles happen.
Absolutely.
Like Ruby got the joke because she's a fan.
Totally.
She's a fan, yeah.
Ruby, congratulations. That commentary, we loved it. And you are walking out onto the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Nice. Is that exciting, Ruby? Oh,
it's exciting for Mum too, Wendy.
Yeah, she's a bit nervous.
No, fair enough.
That was brilliant.
Well, and also, that's for tickets for you and the family, of course, to see Manchester United versus Leeds at Optus Stadium on Wednesday, July 17.
Wow, thank you, guys. That's great.
Well done, you two. And Ruby, congratulations. I'm sure I heard what a boy's thinking in there as well. Something along those lines. Brilliant work. Well done, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Enjoy that, Ruby and Wendy. Oh, well done.
Like
go, Manchester.
Life altering. What a highlight.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
It's better than yesterday.
Under pressure.
You know, my ex-girlfriend still misses me.
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, but I tell you, her aim's getting much better.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.